This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Tuesday. Rich Eisen from the NFL Network will stop by. Sign up for the newsletter. You can go to danpatrick.com. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini. Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Phone calls, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, @DP Show. Trade deadline coming up in, I don't know, 6-7 hours from now. And Juan Soto appears to be ready to go. He just doesn't know where he's going. Are the Nationals going to get enough? They're playing the waiting game here. Is somebody going to try to leapfrog somebody else and pony up for Juan Soto? And then you really got to pony up because you got to hand him the bag. How much are you going to pay him? What's he going to want? I would think a 5-year deal, not a 15-year deal, would be smart, because you'd be able to, at age 28, go, all right, I'm ready to get paid again. But Juan Soto, we do know that Shohei Ohtani is not going to be available. I think that the Angels put it out there just to see who's interested. Now, everybody would be interested. What would you be willing to give for Shohei Ohtani? And you start to look at what he's done so far. If you look at his first 50 career starts, he's got more strikeouts than Jacob DeGrom. He's got a lower ERA than Gerrit Cole. First 500 at-bats, more home runs than Ted Williams, more RBIs than Ken Griffey Jr. So my combo platter is I got two really good players wrapped into one. What's he going to be worth? Do the Angels want to give him $50 million a year? Because if he is Max Scherzer and Matt Olson, combine those salaries, we got a $60 million a year player. The Angels have one postseason appearance since 2013, and they're not going to make the playoffs again. So no intentions of trading him, but it may be a while until the league's most exciting player is able to make an appearance in October. That's bad for the sport. Now, you want it. It's almost like the NBA is like, how many teams do we need to put in play with the play-in so Zion can make the playoffs? And then Zion, of course, wasn't able to come back and play. But they did extend it where you thought, this is almost like the Zion Williamson rule. Did you see where Zion, doesn't like the language being made public about his weight? He said, you know, this has been an issue since high school, and now it's put in my contract. Well, you don't have to accept the contract. You can make it a non-issue. Don't sign it. Like, this is a business. You have to understand, we want you to show up. We want you to be in shape. We want to make sure that we don't have any more foot injuries. We don't want to have a knee injury. The more weight, the more chances that maybe you could get hurt. It's not personal. This is business. It's like Kyler Murray. It's business. We are giving you this. We are asking for this. Then all of a sudden it gets leaked publicly, and then it's like, hey, this is a disgrace. This, you know, slap in the face. No, it's not. I didn't tell him to put it in there. The Cardinals put it in there, and you agreed to it. I don't know if the team wanted to put it in there, but they felt the need to put it in there. And the Pelicans have to put the language in there because you're going to get your money. Well, we want to make sure that you understand, you know, there's a two-way street. It's reciprocated. We are giving you this guaranteed money. We want you to guarantee that you're going to be getting in shape, staying in shape. But he did say that, you know, it's embarrassing to have that language there for people to know that you show up and you have to be a certain weight. He's not the first. He won't be the last. You got a lot of linemen in the NFL that have clauses in there when it comes to weight. It's just you're a very popular player. I don't know how many NBA players. I don't know if Shaq ever had that in his contract where he had to show up and be a certain weight. I don't know if Charles Barkley did. But Zion's not the first and won't be the last. All right, poll question, Seton. What do we have for the final hour?
Dan, I might as well update you from the first two hours,
right,
too, while we're at it.
Okay.
We put up there, Roger Goodell will suspend Deshaun Watson for 6 games, 12 games, the season indefinitely.
I'm probably in the minority on this. I don't think he does anything.
It's a, meaning he keeps it at 6 games.
Yeah. I think that he... I think if they shift the blame to this is what the judge decided, both parties, the NFL Players Association and the NFL, decided she would have the final ruling. Even though if you read what she said, it doesn't feel like that's going to be the final ruling. And she knows that the NFL may come in and bigfoot her and say, nope, on second thought, we're going to drop the hammer here. It kind of takes away the presentation of a neutral arbitrator here. Just because you don't like it, then you want to change it. And I think it's a dangerous precedent to set. Yes,
right, and then does the NFLPA then sue after that, and then what does that open up? What can of worms does that open up?
Yeah.
Right now, the audience has voted 38% say the season, but 33% say 6 games.
I would like to see him get the season, but it's not going to happen. And having read this, I certainly understand how the judge came to this decision. I don't like it, but she's only going by what the history of the NFL is and how they've handled cases like this. They handled it poorly before, which put them in this position, is the way I look at it. Yeah, Paul.
For a second, I thought that the NFL may split the difference and say, we're going to make it 9 games, so it's over half the season, and hope that Watson's side doesn't fight. Mm. But if you're Watson's side, why would you not fight any increase, even if it's 2 or 3 or 4 games, because you may be able to delay that for a year or get it off the books altogether. I don't think there's a middle ground here for Roger Goodell where he could just inch up the punishment a little bit.
Yeah, we'll talk to Rich Eisen about this. 6 games seems light if you read everything that she has to say, but it's based off history. You can't change. You all of a sudden say, hey, now we're going to change the punishment here. Her job is just to examine what has happened, both sides, and then come to a conclusion here. But she can't go, 6 games seems light. I think we should be handing out season-long suspensions. That's not what she's here to do. She wanted to make sure that both sides got a fair hearing. Yes, Todd.
But you did make a fair point about the first-time offender thing. If you're looking back at past cases and with all these women involved with Deshaun, you become a second, third, fourth, fifth-time offender if these things in fact happen. So that's not quite in line with Elliott and Roethlisberger.
That's my interpretation. But they say this is the first case. I'm saying, okay, it's the first-time offender. Well, that's with the first woman, and then the second time, and the third time, and the fourth time. That's my interpretation, or at least I would argue that. I can't just put you, let's say there's 30 women. Okay, I know that you only heard, and she only factored in four, but let's say 30, and that's one incident? That doesn't seem right. And therefore, that's where I would try to drop the hammer on him for a year. I just don't know if the commissioner, I just don't know if you want to go through the legal process again. But Goodell's decision will be final. The NFL Players Association can sue. Tom Brady case, Ezekiel Elliott cases will help the NFL because the courts don't want to get involved when labor and management agreed to a process for resolving disputes. Just something else to factor in here. Let's see, some phone calls here. Ralph in Florida. Ralph, thanks for holding. What do you have for me today?
Hi, Dan. First time, long time. 510, 190. I just had a question. Since Ms. Loving is gone, and Seton is blind in one eye, and
no, Paulie's blind in one eye.
Oh, Paul, my mistake. I'm just a little nervous. And Paulie's blind in one eye, and Marvin's hands are too small. During Super Bowl week, who's going to catch the balls from the quarterback? Fritzy?
Oh, Seton. Oh, Seton will. Yeah, Seton's got good hands. Well, yeah, better hands than these guys. Paulie can't see, and Marvin's got small hands, and I can't put Fritzy out there.
Do small hands mean bad hands?
Mm.
Right. Are you labeling him bad-handed when he's just small-handed?
Mm.
He should be able to audition.
Okay.
Maybe this Super Bowl will be a hands-off.
A hands-off?
Yeah.
A hands...
Like a hands combine.
Okay. Like, who's got the best hands?
Yeah.
I would think, since your hands are massively larger than
these
Armin's
mitts?
No.
I mean...
Mitts. All right. At the
like
Super
a butcher's
Bowl,
hands.
At the Super Bowl, we'll see. We'll put you... Yeah, Marv.
Oh, I'm going? Oh, let's go.
Oh, wow. No! We don't even... Wow. Not that we've thought the logistics through just yet.
Yeah.
Celebrate good time, Sumo.
That was unintentional, but...
Can't take it back now, I don't think.
Yeah. I'm planning on you going to the Super Bowl, Marv.
First class flight. Oh,
No.
Huh?
We're hoping you get to go.
Okay.
Yeah. Coach, next to Fritzy.
Yes. There you
pass.
Go.
Yeah.
Stay home. A lot of chatting.
You want to go? You want to go? You want to sit next to Fritzy? Make sure you're on the window because Fritzy loves to get up during the middle of the flight a couple of times.
Yes,
there.
I do need the aisle.
Yes, you do. Let's see. Alberto in Chicago.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, my God. I didn't realize I was going to get on. I just want to give you just one thing about the poll question. I agree with you, Dan. I don't think Deshaun Watson is going to get anything. He's just going to end up playing 17 games this year. And just a shout out to you guys. About 11 and a half years ago, my kid was born, and I was on paternal leave, and you guys got me through 3 months of paternal leave. And I really appreciate you guys. And also, shout out, Dan, that you compare you guys to the Bills. Yeah, I'm a diehard Bills fan, and that's it.
All right. Thank you, Alberto.
We got people calling in and being like, I got my hip replaced. Like,
I know.
Like, you got me through 3 months with my kid.
Yeah.
the official show of traction.
Yeah. Paternity.
You got me through 3 months with my kid. I just can't thank you guys. 11 years ago, I just can't thank you guys enough for that.
It's okay. I'm going to take you however I can get you. It's one audience member at a time.
If you can't change a channel or turn the dial, we're the perfect show for you.
Yes. That's where if you're there and you're in traction, your wife puts on the channel and you have to leave it on all day, then that's okay. I'm fine with that. IndyCar Nashville, the IndyCar series on NBC and Peacock. Next up, Nashville IndyCar, Sunday, 3 Eastern on NBC. And Peacock. Yes, Paul.
I just read a story about Ben Roethlisberger. He was suspended 6 games going into the 2010 season.
Yeah.
And there was multiple reports that after the suspension, the Steelers have begun contacting teams about trading a top 10 pick for Roethlisberger. Among the teams that were considering it, according to Adam Schefter, and it was confirmed by a few other places, the Rams, 49ers, Raiders, Bills, Jaguars, Seahawks, and Browns. So I guess the team had soured on Roethlisberger after he got punished. The owner did not fight the suspension, actually said it was apt and fair, and that they were shopping him. Of course, they didn't trade him. But I never remember that tidbit that he was on the block there for a bit.
Then he had the motorcycle accident. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jeff in Indiana. Hi, Jeff. What's on your mind today?
Morning, Dan and Danettes, a longtime listener. Hey, I'm 6 foot and soft 170.
Soft.
I, too, was a little disappointed in the ruling. You know, I'm no lawyer, but it seems like judges and courts have ignored or bypassed precedent lately. Hell, the Supreme Court's done it. And the arbitrator could have seen the woeful decisions in the past by the NFL. And, done something a little bit more.
Well, yeah, but Jeff, she appears to have followed precedent. And thanks for the phone call. That's how she came to the six games. She followed precedent. It's not like she went above and beyond. She just said, hey, this is what you guys have decided before, and I'm going to factor that in. And that's what she did. She did find him guilty, but she only gave him six games. Yeah, see.
And there are points in the document there that she released, the statement that cites other people. Well, this person was suspended 8 games for this specific incident or 10 games for this specific thing, but there was nothing that she could immediately compare it to.
The commissioner is on the clock, 9 a.m. Thursday morning, to decide if they're going to appeal this. And talking to a source earlier today, because I said, I get the feeling that he's going to say this is the process that we came up with, and we will let her ruling stand. While we don't agree with it, this is what both sides came up with as a compromise. Now, maybe you change the policy moving forward, which is what the judge pointed out. It's not her job to change the policy. It's the NFL and the NFLPA. But I talked to a source who said, he thinks the commissioner is going to drop the hammer on Deshaun Watson. And this is somebody who's involved in this. And I said, hey, well, that'll be interesting. Because dropping the hammer certainly sounds like a full season here. We'll take a break. Rich Eisen, on loan from the NFL Network and the Rich Eisen Show on Peacock, will join us coming up next here, Dan Patrick Show. I love being able to tell you good news. If you own a business, obviously, it's a bumpy ride through pandemic and inflation, and you could use some help. And maybe this could help you. If your business has 5 or more employees and managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000. That's per employee. And it's not a loan. There's no payback. It's a refund of your taxes. Now, how do you cut through the red tape? Get the refund money? Go to getrefunds.com. They do all the work. There's no charge up front. They simply share a percentage of the cash that they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, even those who took PPPs, nonprofits, even those that had increases in sales. The team at GetRefunds.com has already returned over $1 billion to businesses, and they can help you too. Go to GetRefunds.com and then click on the Qualify Me button, answer a few questions. The payroll tax refund is only available for a limited time, so don't miss out on the opportunity. Go to GetRefunds.com. No risk, high reward. GetRefunds.com. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests. And in tournaments, to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. Style runs in the family. Athleticism runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. The 2022 Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Learn more at MBUSA.com. Test drive one at your local dealer. He's Rich Eisen, the host of the NFL Network, the Rich Eisen Show on Peacock that follows ours, and he joins us on the program. How's morale, Rich?
Morale's great, Dan. You know, not to pull back the curtain and peel back the layers, but you sat down like 10 seconds before the segment began. That was a very Berman-like move out of you, Dan. Normally you're in place, you're in position, best I can recall from back in the day. I mean, you sat down, headphone on, you did the read.
Yeah.
Thought you were talking about my family being extraordinary, but you were talking about Mercedes-Benz, which I understand. It's your sponsor.
Yeah.
You know. But that's my observations to kick off this conversation.
I would always cut it close on SportsCenter because it was such a long walk from the newsroom all the way over. And inevitably, you'd run into somebody or somebody would hand you something. And I'd sit down. Now, I never got to the point where the music was playing with the SportsCenter theme, but I cut it closer than I needed to. So I still have nightmares about showing up late for SportsCenter.
I have them too. One of the first times I almost was late was in the very, very, very beginning back in 96 when I come down the stairs from the third floor where you had an office and I had a cubicle. And I come down the stairs to walk to the second floor hallway that gets to the studio. And that's where I first met Craig Kilborn, who asked me if I was the new guy that was on the air. And I'm like, yeah, I was. He goes, that's right. You're doing a lot of my stuff. And then we walked the other way. That's the way I got introduced to the great Craig Kilborn, Lord Kilby himself. Yeah.
Did it get any better, your relationship with Kilborn, since he accused you of basically plagiarizing?
It did. It went up from there like a rocket ship, Dan. I had him on this show just last month. So, you know, he's still Kilby. He's got a pod now. he's got his pod now, and he's doing great. So, yeah, we're good.
Well, I saw where Keith Olbermann has a podcast now. Craig Kilborn has a podcast now.
Yeah.
And it's the worst thing you can hear. Hey, I've got a podcast. Would you be a guest?
Well, but the answer is yeah. I mean,
I know, but like you would do it. But I had somebody say, hey, I got a podcast, and I'm only going to keep you for 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. And so I go over, and basically I'm sort of in a closet, and we went an hour. I had to interrupt the person doing a podcast to say, hey, I got to go. And it goes, oh, I thought we were having a great time. Yeah. Like, I didn't want to be mean or rude, but after 20 minutes, we got to 60 minutes, and I had to say, I got to go.
It's when the host overstays his or her invitation. I don't know what it is, but you can tell, you know, obviously, Dan, you having done your show since the beginning of time, essentially, at ESPN, you can tell when you're interviewing somebody that you've gone a little bit longer than they expected. Their answers get a little bit shorter and clippy, right? I mean, I can feel it. You know, it took me a few years to figure that one out, but I can sense it now.
And
you know?
Sometimes when you're in front of somebody, you can tell. I mean, it's easier. They have a tell, like, I'm kind of done with this. But then when it's on radio or a podcast, you have to listen for that. And I did an interview with David Harbour from Stranger Things, Hopper. Yeah. And he was unbelievable. And then he got to a point where it was around 28 minutes. Mm. And the answers got shorter. And then I realized, okay, I gotta wrap this up. So I think I asked one or two more questions. And then that was it. But he gave me the hint because the answers got shorter.
It's the Hopper line. The 28-minute is the famed Hopper line when things get stranger.
Well, somebody will go, hey, got a couple of minutes. It's never a couple of minutes, ever. Ever.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm with him. Yes, I am.
All right. So the commissioner is on the clock here.
Ah, yes.
What do you think the commissioner will and should do?
I think what he should do is double the suspension, because that, I think, puts Watson and I would believe the Players Association in the position of maybe suing. I don't know if they would sue. If he does the full year, I think they end up trying to place this into court. And that's where we can see potentially a restraining order being put in so Watson plays week one. And I don't know if the league wants that to happen. And I think they maybe just double the suspension, make it 12 games so, you know, Watson can return this year. And it also is a significant suspension, more than the 6 games. Obviously, 6 games is a third of the season, but I'm already seeing players in the league tweeting about, talking about, and I'm hearing what they're saying as well, that 6 games is essentially a vacation for him. It doesn't bite into his salary because of the way that the Browns put his contract together. So it doesn't go the full year. Where that would potentially, I think that would absolutely trigger a court case that he'd like to avoid. But outside of all that, that's what I think he should do, because 12 games is significant.
What if he doesn't do anything?
Well, I mean, not doing anything, it would be born out of him trying to show that this process wasn't, if you will, a sham, that this is what was collectively bargained between the players and the judge. And that even though it is his right to jack up the suspension, he won't do it because of the potential criticism that he will not take this process seriously. And I don't think he's going to do that and just leave it the way it is. That's the only reason why he would leave it the way it is, because you saw in the opinion, if you read what the judge wrote, she basically said Watson did it. Wasn't remorseful about doing it, but due to the way that things have happened in the past, where the league has moved around what the precedence is for a suspension, because the policy was kind of a mess with the Ray Rice issue, and that's even brought up in there, and Brady with the Flategate, that the league has moved the goalposts, if you will, on what's precedence and what's not in the past. And so I think maybe, just maybe, they're pointing out how what a mess it used to be to say that precedence is this now. And if the league leaves that precedence, then they're done with the past and they can reset this policy moving forward. I don't think that's what the league's going to do. I think they will up it. Mm. I heard what you said in the previous segment that you're hearing the hammers being brought down. Doubling the suspension might be the way to kind of thread the needle.
Yeah, I just don't think you could put somebody in place and then all of a sudden say, we don't like what your first ruling is.
Right.
So now we're going to Bigfoot you here. Then the next time this happens, we're like, it just kind of sets a bad precedent. And it feels like everything is precedent here with, hey, this happened to Zeke Elliott. This happened to Ben Roethlisberger. Therefore, the judge came to this. Hey, here's the precedent. You had a ruling and we didn't agree with it. Now we're going to Bigfoot you. It just gets into dangerous territory. I don't like the ruling. Right. I would have suspended him for a year, but I also have to factor in everything she pointed out in her summary here. I'd like, she was fair to the sample size of and the history of everything that's happened here. I don't like it, but I blame the NFL for getting in this position.
Well, I mean, ultimately, it's Deshaun Watson that's put everybody in this position. And so there's the court of public opinion that matters, Dan, because everyone seems to forget that, yes, this is a judge who's deciding this. And yes, this is a collective bargaining agreement that has been hammered out between two sides of a business. And that's what this is. It is a business. This is not a court of law. This wasn't a grand jury. Those are the people that we should potentially take a look at down in Houston as to why, if this was defined per the NFL's collective bargaining agreement's definition of sexual assault, then why didn't that meet the bar legally? What's going on there? This is not the judge and jury and the actual judge and jury. This is the NFL. This is a business, and the court of public opinion matters.
Yeah,
and there are enough consumers pissed off about this that I believe the NFL is going to act.
We're talking to Rich Eisen, NFL Network host and host of the Rich Eisen Show. You can watch that on Peacock following our show. The Nationals are in the process of calling up multiple minor leaguers. I would believe Juan Soto is gonzo. And I'm here in the Cardinals. I'm hearing the Cardinals, but I don't have any verification on that. I mean, it could be the Padres. I don't know, but I'm wondering if he's going to go to the Cardinals. But that's,
well, whoever it is, happening. They better not send him. They better not send him a commercial ticket, right? They should. They better send the jet.
Oh, okay.
Get him,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because that's, as we all know, that's the way you treat Juan Soto. You better send the jet. You know, you don't put him in first class for the home run derby.
Are you going to be a Rams or Chargers guy this year? Who goes farther?
Oh, the Rams. This is West Coast, or East Coast bias against the West Coast. Dan, what if the Patriots? Honestly, take a look at what the Rams did last year.
All right.
And what they did in the offseason, and adding Allen Robinson and adding Bobby Wagner and keeping Aaron Donald in the fold and their coach in the fold, and Cooper Kupp is getting paid. Look at how they have set everything up for their repeat possibility championship season. And just imagine if the Patriots were the team. Just remove the Rams and insert Patriots in that spot. Okay. Insert Giants, insert Cowboys in that spot. The whole country would be descending upon Rams training camp and trying to figure out what's going on. It's just because it's Los Angeles and everybody figured, you know, Stafford, that was a real nice story. You got a TV commercial out of it, you know, a phone deal out of it. Honestly, they've set everything up. They've got the coach, the quarterback, the wide receiver coming off a triple crown season. Cam Akers is more healthy. They've got Wagner behind Donald in front of Ramsey. I mean, they're set. They're set. And the rest of the division appears to have gotten weaker when you assume the Niners are going to start a quarterback that will have even more ups and downs than Jimmy Garoppolo, which is saying a lot. So I will take the Rams 1,000% in that, Dan.
Yeah, but we haven't had repeaters since the Patriots in 2003.
Right. first two seasons of NFL Network, as a matter of fact. Those were the last time. That was, and we're turning 20 next year. So it's been a while. That said, I'm not saying they're going to repeat. You asked which one's going to go further. And I need to see what the Chargers look like. They have made, I'm sure a Charger fan would counter that they got Khalil Mack and they added J.C. Jackson, and it's another year for Justin Herbert. And I do like what they've done and what they can be, but that division I think is much tougher than the NFC West, and I'll take the defending champs in that construct.
I worry, and you know this, since we work in the business, like the mothership last week was all in on the Raiders. They had a day and a half where all they did is talk about the Raiders, and so they're the hot team. I always get nervous with that when somebody's like, they're all in on a team and the Raiders. And then, you know, Derek Carr says, hey, you know, nobody talks about us. I'm going, do you watch ESPN?
Well, I've been on them since March when they got Davante Adams and then signed Chandler Jones. And I called my shot saying that, you know, and I've talked myself into it.
Are they too hot, though, Rich?
Well, I'm taking them to win the division. You know, I'm taking them to win the division.
Wow.
It's so rare to add somebody like Davante Adams. And normally
anybody want a piece of Rich Eisen? Pie to the face.
No pie. No pies. No pies. I knew you were going to go in the pie.
What?
What do you mean?
How about a cake, not a pie? Cake to the face.
I don't know. A baked good might have more heft to it. I don't know what you're talking about.
Man. Yeah, Fritzy.
I think we do a potato knish to the face. All right, why don't we do that?
Potato knish.
Very on brand. Very on brand. And if they're eliminated by Hanukkah, it would be perfect timing, right?
Exactly. Like,
so
that would
be, okay, that would so no weird. Pie to the face. So you're not.
Come on. I mean, it's a total dartboard shot here because it's the toughest division in football.
All right.
I mean,
what if Fritzy takes the Broncos?
Oh, that'll take.
Okay. Yeah. For a knish to the face. Whatever yes. A knish is.
Okay. Well, it's like a potato, sort of like a potato calzone is the way I would describe it. The goyim out
yes,
there.
Yes, see.
Which that could burn. I'm just saying. It could be pretty hot.
Okay.
You got to be careful with the knish.
Okay. So, Fritzy, you got
so we're saying the Broncos will finish better than the Raiders. Is that
a refrigerated knish to the face.
Yes.
To make things the safest possible. Yes.
Let's do that. Let's do that.
Fair enough.
That's fun.
Fair enough.
Absolutely. While the rest of the Dan Patrick and Rich Eisen show staff do the hora around us, we do that, lift us on a chair.
Oh yeah. You know that happens now where it's not a Jewish wedding.
Really?
I went to two weddings this summer, and they're sampling because all of a sudden somebody's up on a chair, and I go,
"Wait a minute,
wait, is he Jewish?" And then they go, "No," and I go, wait a minute.
That's not cool. You can't sample traditions like that.
That's like the Seinfeld episode where, Tim Watley, the dentist, he became a Jew just so he could tell Jewish jokes. I mean, that's not cool. Like, you can't just take the chair and the hora and
I
say,
agree.
Taking that. You got to take the guilt with it.
I was going to step in on behalf of my Jewish brethren, and I was going to say, hey,
yeah.
Get down from there.
Come on.
Yes.
Yes. You have, by the way, I give you full rights to do that.
The chutzpah of these mashuganas. And I said, what are we doing?
Yes. Yeah. Dan, well done.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank
you. You're welcome.
Thank you, Rich. Good to talk to you, buddy.
Always. Take care, DP.
That's Rich Eisen, the popular host of the NFL Network and the Rich Eisen Show that follows.
You're being serious about this wedding thing?
Two weddings this summer. Both had the lift the chair, you know, put the bride and the groom up there on the chairs.
So basically everyone, you know, grabs hands and they get around in a circle. And then you pick up, at least at a bar mitzvah or a bat mitzvah at a wedding, you pick them up individually on a chair and you go around in a circle and you play the music. And that's kind of what that's done in the Jewish tradition anyway.
I'm at the waspiest of waspy country clubs.
It was actually called waspy.
I think it's called that, the waspiest of waspy country clubs. And next thing I know, they got the bride and groom up on chairs, you know, dancing around with him. Yeah, Paul.
Was it at Fritzy's son's party? Or I can remember Fritzy being picked up in the air once at some event we were at. I think it was at his son's party.
Yes.
And Fritzy, I've never seen someone look that uncomfortable in their life.
Oh, my God. Well, no, when he was on the mechanical bull.
Look at it. This was worse because Todd was on a small chair and being held up in the air. And he's just like reaching for air, trying to grab it.
And I'm relying on, like, friends and family to, like, hold you up. And all of a sudden you feel yourself slipping a little bit and one's not holding up the leg of the chair properly.
Let's take a break. Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? And not a website, but a person, an actual person in your community. That would also do it for free. There is that scenario. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge you. Everything is free. No fee for you to find a job. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest to you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. Wide range of opportunities, variety of industries, welding, sales, forklift operator, customer service. The team at Express is ready to help you or somebody you know find their next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or maybe a full-time role, a new one, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, or one application with Express Employment will put you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go into your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com. ExpressPros.com. Once again, the Nationals are in the process of calling up multiple minor leaguers to the big league club, a sign that trades are imminent. John Morosi is reporting that, Major League Baseball Network. So I'm guessing Juan Soto is gone. I don't know if it's to the Padres. I've been told the Cardinals, but let me see if we can get some information here before we leave the air with today's show. See if you can find that out there, Paulie. You know, the flip side of Bill Russell, we talk about him being the greatest winner. And I had a friend reach out to me, and he said, you know, the flip side of Bill Russell's celebrating championships is Jerry West's agony of defeat. If you heard Jerry yesterday, you could hear the pain. It hasn't left. And he lost these games, these championships, in the 60s. For Bill Russell to say to Jerry West, I want to see you happy. Man, that stayed with me all day yesterday. But Bill Russell winning meant somebody was losing, and Jerry West lost those championships, and most of those, to the Boston Celtics. Yeah, Marv.
Do you think Will Chamberlain was in that same boat as far as, like, the pain? Or do you not think he took it as serious as Jerry, or didn't feel the loss as bad as Jerry did?
I don't know. Felt like Wilt, he was a winner in other parts of his life. So it seemed like he was, like, Wilt lived the life. He was a bachelor, beautiful house, actor, the way he dressed. He was never alone.
But was he happy?
Well, he had trophies that looked different than the ones that Bill Russell won. You know? Yes, Paulie.
I got the news here. It's from John Morosi of MLB Network.
Okay.
Padres and Nationals have agreed in principle Juan Soto trades. So the Padres will acquire Juan Soto and Josh Bell. He's a good player.
Yeah.
Like 26, maybe hitting 301. The Nationals will receive a whole bunch of stuff. But yeah, I can't give you the 12 players' names.
Wow, so the Padres got him.
The Padres have agreed in principle on a Juan Soto trade, with Josh Bell also going to San Diego, according to MLB Network's John Morosi.
All right. Yeah, because it was Padres, Cardinals, and I think the Dodgers were part of that group. But, man, West Coast baseball got a whole lot cooler.
Catch it.
Yes. Dang. Juan Soto. Patrick in Chicago. Hi, Patrick. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dan. I was wondering, what teams do you think will be big traders today? Will trade a lot of players?
I'm going to go with the Padres. I think the Padres is going to pull off something, Patrick.
Nailed it.
Thank you for the phone call.
Just a hunch.
Yeah, just a hunch. You know, the Yankees been busy. Astros got Trey Mancini from the Orioles.
I'm giving Juan Soto a no motorcycle clause if I'm the Padres. Just throwing that out there.
That's a good point. Good point. Now, maybe the Mariners do some things, trying to end a 20-year playoff drought. They did pick up a starting pitcher from the Reds, Luis Castillo. A couple more phone calls in here. Dave in Florida. Hi, Dave. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
Great, Dave. What do you have for me?
Well, I have a bizarre one-sided pie to the face bet.
Okay.
In tribute to Marvin.
Oh, okay.
I am so confident you guys are going to win the sports semi that I will take a lemon meringue pie to the face, let it sit there for a few minutes, and to add insult, I'll even make that pie. You guys don't have to do anything. If you lose, I take the pie.
And if we win?
What do you say? You win.
That's it. Okay.
I am so confident you guys are going to win.
Okay.
And
yes, Paulie.
I don't want to make fun of anybody, but when I have nightmares, the voice sounds like this gentleman's voice. Whatever nightmare I have.
Ooh, Dave.
He's got nightmare voice.
Let me hear it, Dave.
Okay. All right.
No offense.
Dave quickly hung up.
I'll make the pie, and I'll deliver it to you.
And,
under the cloak of darkness.
And I'll let it sit on my face. What? Lemon meringue to the main stage.
It burns. Yes, I tell you.
Yeah.
Gave me a sunburn for 3 days.
All right. Well, Dave is going to take a pie to the face if we don't win the Sports Emmy this year. We've lost. Well, we haven't won 5 consecutive years.
Well, technically, we haven't won 16 consecutive years.
Yeah. But the only way you can win is to be nominated.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we got. I lost quite a few. You know, we always talk about the Jordan era trying to win a championship. Like, well, Barkley and Ewing. And imagine the Bill Russell era for all these players. Because you weren't winning championships. 11 in 12 years. Yes, Paul.
We have some NFL news that just came in.
Okay.
From Tom Pelissero of NFL Network. The NFL is docking the Dolphins 2 draft picks and suspending owner Stephen Ross as a result of the league's tampering allegation. The Dolphins will forfeit the club's first-round selection in the 2023 draft and a third-round selection in the 2024 draft. Mr. Ross, the owner of the Dolphins, is suspended through October 17th of 2022. He will not be present at the facility, not represent the club, no owners' meetings, etc.
Well, this is tampering. What about telling your coach to lose games on purpose?
That is, as of right now, that's not in here. It's talk about he's been being fined $1.5 million, which really put a dent in things for that billionaire. But, yeah, he's suspended. They are losing a first-round.
Is this tampering with Tom Brady when they were going to have him on the yacht with Brian Flores?
Correct. It's part of that, part of this investigation.
Well, I want to know what's going to happen when they go, is there a smoking gun with any kind of text or email, phone call with Brian Flores to say, I'll give you $100,000 if you lose games? Let's go around the room, what we learned on the program. Todd, I'll start with you.
Pat McAfee says no one actually aspires to be a punter. You kind of fall to that or become a soccer player altogether.
All right, Seton O'Connor.
Pat McAfee does occasionally sit down.
Marv.
Pat McAfee had a cannon attached to his right hip.
Paulie?
Time to buy some Padres gear.
Todd, what did I learn today?
Since he was a little boy, Pat McAfee always wanted to be a WWE wrestler.
We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how easy it is with Discover. Redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. That's amazing. Learn more. Discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Once again, Juan Soto headed to the Padres. Thanks for joining us. Talk to you tomorrow. Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.